Hi, I'm Howard Dayton, and today's Good Friday. Have you reflected on what this day means to you? Let's talk about it. Hello again, and welcome to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Steve Moore. Is now the time to refinance your mortgage? We'll talk about refinancing, claiming your tithe as a tax deduction, and more as part of our Hey Howard email today. And as always, we'll take your calls and talk with you about your journey to true financial freedom. Thanks for joining us on this Good Friday edition of Money Matters. Well, Good Friday is always a great time to reflect on what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross. And I just love what 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Isn't that amazing? He was rich. He owned the whole universe. Yet for our sake he became poor. He took on flesh and lived among us. Well, I was 28 years old when I was first introduced to Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and happened through a very small group of businessmen that I was meeting for breakfast once a week. Up to that point, my life was focused on making money. It was my God. And if you asked me what I thought about Jesus Christ, I would have told you he was, well, no more than a fairy tale. But these businessmen were different than any people I'd ever met. They genuinely loved and cared for each other and for me. So a friend of theirs introduced me to Christ. And everything changed. And I mean everything. The verse that best describes what happened to me is in Colossians 1, verses 12 and 13. Joyously giving thanks to the Father. Now listen to this. For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. You know, I know what it feels like to be in the domain of darkness, serving money, loving money. But now because of Jesus Christ, I know what it feels like to serve God, to love God and not love money. And I know what it feels like to have my sins forgiven and to be changed for the good. Jesus Christ is alive. He suffered a horrible death on the cross, then 3 days later rose from the dead, and get this, he wants you to know him. And if you want your sins forgiven, no matter what you've done, if you want your life changed for the better, the very first step is to simply ask Jesus to come into your life. Say something like this, Father God, I need you. I ask Christ to come into my life as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Amen. You know, if you prayed that prayer, I promise you that Jesus is now in your life, and it's a decision you'll never regret.
Amen. And Howard, the power and abundant life that one gets when accepting Jesus Christ also applies to managing our finances.
That's right, Steve. We can learn to handle money in a way that pleases him, and that's just really neat.
We'll be back with more Good Friday Money Matters after this.
Academic Films presents How to Budget Your Money. When you cash your hard-earned paycheck, take the cash and separate it into paper envelopes, one for each spending category, one envelope for food, one for gasoline, one for the rent, and so on.
It would be nice if you could still use all cash and paper envelopes to budget. You'd always know how much was left in each category just by looking in the envelope. But nowadays, your life's a little too complicated for that. You may spend using cash, checks, credit cards, and automatic bank drafts all in the same day. That's why today you have Crown Envelopes online. Envelopes pulls in your transactions from your credit card and bank accounts daily, so you can easily separate them into the right spending categories. With just a click of your mouse, Crown Envelopes helps you avoid overspending. And since it's online, you can access it from the office, from home, or anywhere. Stay in control of your money with Crown Envelopes. Right now, you can try it free for a full month. Just visit crown.org.
Crown Financial Ministries exists to equip people worldwide to learn, apply, and teach God's financial principles. When people practice these principles, their lives are transformed. Your donation helps make it all happen. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore. And I want to let you know of a transition that Steve and I are going to be making. At the end of this month will be our last regular time with you. I'm still going to be completely involved with Crown, but I've been for some time sensing the need to be able to focus on writing. I'm just in the process, up to my neck, in the Money and Marriage book right now. Chuck Bentley, who is our new CEO, is going to take my place as host of the program. Chuck's a splendid person, very articulate, a great communicator. He has a passion to help people learn and apply what God says about handling money, so I'm very excited about that. But, Steve, you and I have talked about this, and we are really going to miss the time interfacing with our callers, praying for our callers. It's just been a real privilege. And bring folks up to date on what you'll be doing.
Well, that's a very, very good question. Marcia and I are praying about the possibility of being involved with a book deal. We've been asked to consider helping write a book about Larry Burkett, our former host.
And, tremendous.
And so we're praying about that right now. And then, of course, spring training is right around the corner. You never know, the Yankees might call this year.
This might be the year.
It might be. I've been waiting patiently for a long time. Want to take some calls?
Let's do it.
All righty. Let's begin by going to Harrison, Michigan. Lee, listening to our friends at Family Life Radio.
Lee, thank you so much for calling. How can we help you today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, Howard, Steve, me and my wife are looking to sell our home here in Michigan and go to Bible college in Colorado.
Yes.
And with today's market, of course, there's a few considerations. My question is twofold. Listing with an agent, I've even considered auctioning the home, and then of course when that's taken care of, looking at renting versus purchasing a home over there.
Yes. Well, let me address the last question firstly, if I could. How long will you be in Colorado while you're in Bible school?
4 to 5 years.
Okay.
Probably 5 years maximum.
Okay. What I encourage people to do is, as a rule of thumb, unless they're sure they're going to be in a location for 5 years, rent versus buy, because what has to happen for you to just break even is there's got to be appreciation in the area that's in which you buy, and the appreciation has to be enough not only to repay you for the original purchase price on the home, but to take care of closing costs when you buy the home, closing costs, realtor's fees when you sell the home. So, you know, it's too risky for a person who's going to be in a home for a short period of time to buy.
Okay.
And unless you're sure that you're sure that you'll be there for 5 years, I'd go ahead and rent. Do you know where you'll be located, you know, once you graduate from Bible school?
Not at this point. We're gonna go ahead and finish that out and just lay it before the Lord and see where He leads us from there with what church we may take as a pastoral ministry.
That's great. Well, I would I'd rent and stay flexible because at this point you don't know where the Lord is calling you. With respect to the sale of your current home, is the market really depressed at this time?
It really is. There are so many listings, of course, with a lot of the mortgage foreclosures and things like that. I mean, the papers are just full of them. So it is a saturated market with listings.
Well, regardless of the market, the Lord can still work. So what I would do is, and I'm sure you're doing this already, but with your wife, pray every single day together as a couple that the Lord would bring just the right buyer in your path who could purchase your home. And then historically, people have more rapid sales when they do list with a realtor. And the reason for that is that the realtor has, you know, a lot broader audience than just putting a for sale by owner sign on the front of your home. You know, they've got multiple listing service. They have a number of tools that are available for them to, you know, cast the net more broadly. And let folks know of the home being for sale. Is there any possibility that you could, I'm just brainstorming with you, sell to a friend or an acquaintance, give them a special deal by not having any brokerage commission or that sort of thing?
I have actually put thought to that. There may be one family member that I would approach with that.
Yes.
That's definitely another idea for it.
Well, I would pursue that.
Okay.
Any relationships that you have, if you can offer folks a really good deal and take care of the sale so that you've got just maximum freedom going to Bible school, Lee, I'd pursue that. Mm.
Lee, one thing we don't recommend, generally speaking, is people moving away and then trying to rent their home, or in your case, a mobile home. Trying to be a landlord that far away for that period of time can really be a stress-inducing situation. So we'll pray that if anyone is listening and they're moving to Harrison, Michigan, and they're looking for a place, if they contact us, we'll contact you. All right?
All right. Praise the Lord. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you very much for calling, Lee.
All right. You guys are a blessing. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that. God bless you.
Thanks.
Tough time in many parts of the country. Unfortunately, in Michigan, very soft in the market.
That's right. I mean, think about this. 2 million foreclosures they're estimating that many foreclosures in our country just this year, and the impact it has not only on the people who are being foreclosed on, but so many people who are trying to refinance or sell their homes. It depresses the market.
Back to our phones, Dallas, Texas, KCBI. Tom, welcome to Money Matters. What's your question?
Well, I got a couple of them for you, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a lady that is going to be giving birth here pretty quick, and we're going to be getting married. It's a long story in itself, but we will be having her move to my state, and I just want to know what I should do with my money and where to put it. I have about $350,000 in cash.
All right.
I have a ranch that is paid for and a house that is paid for.
Good for you.
And she is a working woman, not that kind of work, but she's a working woman in real estate. So we're just basically, I'd like to find out where to put it.
Sure thing. And, Tom, where do you have the $350,000 at this point?
Right now I just have those in short-term CDs.
Okay. All right. You have no debt whatsoever?
No doubts.
Good for you. Well, I'm hugely encouraged. Last question. How old are you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm 50 years old.
Okay, good. Well, I would take the 350 and essentially divide it in two. Ecclesiastes 11:1 tells us to divide our portion to seven or even eight, for we do not know what misfortune may occur upon the earth. So diversity of our investments is wise. Half of it I would keep exactly where you've got it now in short-term CDs. CDs are very safe. As long as you're using an FDIC-insured bank. The other half I would really use in higher risk, higher reward investments, whether it's a stock mutual fund, if you have an inclination to invest in real estate, something that, again, is a little bit higher risk but higher return. I would encourage you, and in fact, we'll send you the book, Sound Mind Investing by Austin Pryor. He's got a website by the same name, soundmindinvesting.com. And Austin does a terrific job of giving a biblical perspective of investing, and his real strong suit are stock mutual funds. And check that out if you would.
Sure will. What do you think about investing in vacant land or land? Especially with the market being so crashed, is that
Well, it might make sense because there is a lot of distressed property. Vacant land, the disadvantage of vacant land is it doesn't produce an income. If you bought something that was a rental property, it produces income. So really whatever your inclination would be. But there are clearly opportunities in real estate these days because of the depressed market.
But Howard, do you have to be somewhat a student of properties before you go out and buy a vacant lot somewhere?
Oh yeah, and no question. But it sounds like Tom has. He's
done
got a
well
ranch. He's got a home that's free and clear, and I'm encouraged by that.
And Howard, what would be the difference, the pros and cons of a CD versus a money market mutual fund?
Well, the CD is secured by the FDIC, the government agency. Typically, the money market funds are not unless it's a bank money market fund.
But now, a money market fund you can write checks against.
Exactly.
Right? CD is kind of locked in.
That's right. For a period of time, and from what Tom was sharing, his are in short term. Yeah. So I think he's okay.
Okay. Tom, we hope that information helps you. We wish you well. Thanks very much. And I think we have time for one more. Wachusett, Maine, I believe it is. Samantha, am I close to that? Wachusett?
Not really. It's Wisconsin.
Well, okay. Shame on me.
Good for you, Samantha. You got to straighten this guy out from time to time.
Well, I admit there's some weird names up here. It's a little bit hard, but that's okay. I'll keep you on the track. Okay?
Good. Oh, thank you very much, Samantha. What's on your heart today?
My husband and my children, we have four children. We lost our home on January the 27th when we were in church. We came home, and it was burnt down.
Gone. Oh, my goodness.
And Since then, God has really blessed us. We're staying with my sister-in-law, but we have also been given about $25,000 in donations from strangers all over the world.
Amazing.
It's incredible.
How did they learn about this catastrophe?
Well, there were a few interviews on the news, and of course, we were due to get baptized that night, and so we watched the house burn, and we went and got baptized, and so there was a little bit of a little bit of a story about it in the papers and stuff, and God just worked. He just
tremendous.
Did amazing stuff for us. Sorry, I don't
want to
cry.
Listen, a good cry would be just appropriate at this point. Believe me, that's amazing how God provides for us.
You know, he did, because our insurance was due to be instated the next day. We were living in the house, but it wasn't cited, so we couldn't. We were having problems with the insurance. We found a company, and the insurance was going to be instated on Monday, but it unfortunately burnt Sunday morning.
Oh my goodness!
But nevertheless, so we have, about $30,000 to $40,000 left in mortgage on the house that burnt, and we've been donated about $25,000 to $30,000 at this point. And my question is, I guess Holy Spirit's kind of putting it on my heart that we should probably tithe the donations before we build the house, because it's money that came our way, whether we earned it or not. And I just really want to make sure that we're doing what God wants us to do with that.
Well, I appreciate your sensitivity and desire to do the right thing, and I really admire you for that, Samantha. What Scripture tells us in Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10, is to honor the Lord from our wealth, from the first of our increase.
Okay.
And, if it were insured, if the home had been insured, you would not have to tithe on the insurance proceeds, because it's a replace of loss.
Right.
You know, it's basically a replacement, not an increase.
Right.
And this is the closest thing I've seen to replacement. God's replaced the money, not using the vehicle of insurance, but the vehicle of generosity of people. And so personally, I don't feel that you have to tithe on the income that you've received, that it's a replacement for a loss.
Right.
But if God really lays it on your heart to tithe, then you certainly have the freedom to do so.
Okay.
But I wouldn't feel under compulsion that you absolutely had to. I just take it before the Lord and ask the Lord to make it clear to you and your family what you should do.
Okay. All right, I really appreciate that.
Absolutely, and we're thrilled for you the way the Lord's just providing. And I'm going to send you a copy of the book, Your Money Map.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope you and your family can join us on this journey.
Absolutely. My husband, he definitely follows your rules, and, you've got to live right, and I let him take care of the finances, so I don't know much about it. But I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thanks so much for calling, Samantha.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it sounds to me like she knows a lot about it. She knows about what God's Word says about finances, and that's the most critical area.
Absolutely, Steve.
Well, coming up next, is this the time for you to refinance? That and other Hey Howard email when Money Matters continues.
Attention parents, apparently there is considerable confusion regarding the most effectual means of educating offspring in the area of financial management.
Translation, it's tough to know the best way to teach your kids about money.
The ABCs of Money Package is a comprehensive amalgamation
Maybe I better explain this part.
Very well then, you may proceed.
The ABCs of Money Package has two resources that'll help you teach your kids how to handle money God's way. First, the popular ABC Learning Bank that teaches the basics of budgeting. It has three compartments for storing money, one for savings, one for spending money, and one for giving. Plus, you get Howard and Bev Dayton's book, The ABCs of Handling Money God's Way.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. To obtain the ABCs of Money Package for your children, call 1-800-722-1976.
Wow, that was very simply put.
Indeed, it was an exceedingly explicable statement.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Welcome back to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore. And Steve, it's Hey Howard email time.
It is indeed, and we begin. Hey Howard, is now the time to refinance an adjustable rate mortgage and get a fixed rate? This is from Tara in Maryland.
Tara, any time is a good time to switch from an adjustable rate to a fixed rate. You just don't want the risk of having an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage. But the way that interest rates have dropped now is an especially good time.
And this one's from Leah. Hey, Howard, my best friend co-signed so I could get a car. Now we both think that it was a bad idea. I do own a home, and my friend has suggested I refinance the car into a home equity loan. What do you think?
Boy, Leah, good for you for asking this hard question. Proverbs 17:18 tells us it is poor judgment to co-sign another's note to become responsible for his debts. And poor judgment, the words are really translated destitute of mind, so it's clear the Bible discourages co-signing. So to answer your question, yeah, I would go ahead and use a home equity loan to finance it, get your friend off the hook, then work to pay off that home equity loan as quickly as you can.
Hey, Howard, is it right to use your tithe and offerings as tax deductions?
Certainly, as long as the tax deduction wasn't your motive for giving. Accepting the benefit of the deduction is not illegal, it's not unbiblical. In fact, by taking advantage of the tax deduction, that lowers your income taxes and provides you with even more money to give.
And we finish with this one. Hey, Howard, if a relative is abusing your credit, is it possible to get a new Social Security number?
Well, if you've asked your relative to stop using your Social Security number and the relative has refused, what you need to do is actually go to the authorities and pursue legal charges, because what your relative is doing is actually stealing. It's fraud. Then check with the Social Security Department at ssa.gov. That's ssa.gov for options.
It's a hard one to say, isn't it?
It really is.
We'll answer more of your email next week. If you have a question you'd like to send to Hey Howard, just visit crown.org and click on Money Matters. Again, the address, crown.org. Well, you know, we were talking about identity theft there just a moment ago, and, you know, it's really important to store all of your personal information in a safe place, and that's why we want to mention our Set Your House in Order software. This is a brand new computer program that allows you to electronically store, update, and retrieve critical personal information. We're talking about bank account numbers, loan information, medical records, PIN numbers, email accounts, that information, and things like estate documents in one secure location. So if you'd like to know more about Set Your House in Order, the new software, a call today. We'll be happy to explain it. 1-800-722-1976, or see all of our resources at crown.org. That's crown.org. Well, since it's Friday, Good Friday, we want to recognize our Money Matters staff. Jim Henry and Regina Reed screen our calls. Dwayne Harms is our senior producer. He leads the production team of Carl Peets, Johnny Franklin, and Rich Rosel. Because it's Easter, Rich is going to be very busy this weekend. He's going to help produce a special Easter program that we're having at my home church. And it so happens that Johnny and Jim are also members of my church. Our writer, Scott Grant, will be at a Good Friday service today. He's looking forward to attending a sunrise service Easter morning. And that's something worth getting up for.
Sure
obviously.
Is.
obviously. I'm Steve Moore. Marcia and I have a tradition of hot cross buns on Easter, so I'll be looking forward to that.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Howard, what about you and Beth? What do you do for Easter weekend?
Well, it's one of my favorite times of the year, Steve. I'll never get over the gift of Christ for our salvation, so it's off to church to worship with God's people.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Good Friday. You're listening to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton, and we sure hope you can join us again Monday as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom.